groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise! Noise! Yeah! Noise! Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:30 a.m. on a Wednesday. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday here on the almighty CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, atop of the soon-to-be asbestos-free Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia. First and foremost, let me thank Mr. Mark R. debuting his show, Pop Drones. And I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. Fantastic stuff. So if you like keeping it noisy and stuff, we now have a full-time programmer on from 10 to 11:30. If you like keeping it weird, coming up in the set, we're kind of flying by the seat of our pants here. We have some really pretty stuff. We also buy some Canadian stuff by Years and Torngot, which is pretty cool. We're going to take a chance and try out the new Akron family. This may be the only time you hear it on this show. Who knows? We'll see where it goes. We've got something new by Acid Mother's Temple, of course. Something new by Black Dice. We'll be talking about the show coming up in a couple of, I think it's in 10 days, actually. Black Dice, Wolf Eyes, and Green Mist. And also whatever flies out at the shelves to us. But right now, we're going to go all the way back. This has just been recently reissued, but this, of course, is the original record. This is Pink Floyd, sound man and all around eccentric weirdo. This is Ron Geeson.
Right, all right.
Thank you. Thank you. UBC Alumni Weekend, May 22nd to 24th, brings together all the great things you remember from your years at UBC, only better. You'll hear great lectures by top profs with no exams at the end. Taste the new alumni wine offerings like Wrecked Beach Pinot Noir and Bacchus Laureate Chardonnay. Listen to great music over a Mahoney's barbecued burger and tour the campus to see all the changes and all the things that have stayed the same. And bring the kids. There's balloons, bubbles, and baseball too. Alumni Weekend starts on Friday night with a discussion on UBC's future with President Stephen Toop. It gets provocative on Saturday night with a panel on today's economic woes, moderated by Jeffrey Simpson, and ends on Sunday with tide pooling in Stanley Park. Call 604-827-3081 for more info or visit www.alumni.bc.ca to sign up for these events.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. And let's go through the set you just heard there, starting at 11:30. We started off there with Mr. Ron Geeson and the infamously impossible to find record Right Through. And yeah, you hear that? That's me holding it on vinyl right there. Yes, ha. It has been reissued on CD, but Ron Geeson released this incredibly bizarre album in 1977, way back on his very own label, Ron Geeson Products. And if you don't know who Ron Geeson is, well, you're obviously not a Pink Floyd fan. He produced and did arrangements for the entire Adam Hart Mother album all the way back in 1970, and kind of exposed Roger Waters and his crew to all of those little tape experiments that you hear on Umagumma, namely, yes, small furry animals gathered together in a cave and grooving with a Pict. Yeah, all over the place this record is. Everything from classical guitar to weird voice loops to Moog synthesizers, and you heard the first two tracks there. Doroplane Gets Its Blades, and Blades Spins Notions. After that, we mixed in some Severed Heads from Australia, all the way back to 1985, off of Bad Mood Guy. And I was just mentioning to one of our new recruits here that is Australian that sadly had not heard of the Severed Heads in her own country. I think they always were more popular outside of Australia than they were in Australia. It's too bad, too, actually, because they've released nothing but incredibly challenging music over their last 20 years of their career. Bad Mood Guy's name of the album, Rabbi Nardou Flagoon, is what you heard there. We mixed in some Stereo Lab jamming with Nurse with Wound after that, off of the Swinging Reflective, the double CD that Nurse with Wound put out, featuring all of the people that they've collaborated with throughout the years. And we heard Simple Headphone Mind, that title obviously being a tip of the hat to the infamous prog rock band Alcatraz. And then something brand new from Montreal, Quebec, that we just heard there, Torngot, I believe that's what it's called. La Petite Nicole is the name of the new album. And that was the track you heard there as well. Brand new one out this week on Alienate Recordings, Torngot. Very good stuff. Looks like they're starting a bit of a mini tour around Quebec. If you want to check them out, they do have a MySpace page, and it is simply myspace.com/Torngot, T-O-R-N-G-A-T. We're going to move into some unheard territory now. As you know, Throbbing Gristle just visited North America for their first time since 1981, playing various dates all over the United States, including things that made me scratch my head, I'm afraid, like Coachella. Sorry, guys, but I don't think he made any new converts at a little Ray Fest like that. But and apparently the shows went everywhere from kind of hit or miss to completely illuminating. Our former president, CITR's former president, shouts out to Allison Benjamin, now in Toronto, cruised down to New York to go see them, and she sent us the limited edition tour-only CD, The Third Mind Movements. This was only available on tour if you saw them live, and by the time that she saw them in New York, they were already sold out of the vinyl, grr, but she sent CITR and my lovely self a copy of The Third Mind Movements. Now, you ain't going to hear this anywhere else, and it's not even online. Trust me, I looked. This is Throbbing Gristle, brand new, unheard. Perception is the only reality. Thank you.
Transmitted from the Drake.
So they're in the Drake humming. For Ardua ad Astra, through adversity to the stars. Sounds like they're in the stars. You know what this reminds me of? 2001, the Stanley Kubrick movie. Very much so.
Would you like to join me in a hum?
Sure.
Like, it should be loud.
For me? Yeah, could you read that out loud?
Humming is good for your physical health. You can join in any time.
Do you believe that?
I suppose there's no reason not to believe it. It seems perfectly logical.
Do you hum?
Sort of, I guess. I do hum sometimes.
Sound like?
It just sounds like an airway. Not much of a sound, no.
Can you make that sound?
I can make the sound out very well.
Could you do it yourself with your mouth?
No. Not that sound. Not that high frequency. Impossible. It's impossible to make a frequency that high by mouth.
unbelievable.
I'm a smoker. So.
Well, that's fun.
May not be usable.
Yeah.
Is a smoker's hum different than a non-smoker's hum?
I don't know.
It's a little gravelly.
What am I doing right this minute? I'm waving the antenna around to see if it affects the reception. But I should be humming. Just taking a little break.
Participating in this?
Sort of.
How are you participating?
Well, my radio conked out, so I'm continuing to hum.
What are you humming?
Whatever frequencies I can hear from the other radios.
You're trying to match the humming?
Yeah, just matching the pitch of the humming and always staying within earshot of the other radios. I couldn't do it for half an hour, and I don't think I could hum while doing other things. Like, humming is just something that I... If I do it, I'm doing it, well, almost, I guess, as a way of centering myself or grounding myself or something like that. It's a great way to warm up the voice and prepare yourself to be a vocal person or a vocal element in the world.
Are there cultures where humming's more important that you know of? I think of Tibetan culture, for example.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, what's the difference between humming and chanting? I think it serves a similar function, doesn't it?
What about humming and meditation?
Yeah, I think that if I hum, it's more meditative than it is anything else, I think. Yeah, I think that's what I mean by humming is a way of grounding oneself or preparing oneself to be in the world as opposed to outside of it.
So if you do it now with your eyes closed,
uh-huh.
Where will it take you? Let's find out.
It doesn't take me anywhere, it just takes me here, or it takes me closer to here. Yeah, that's what it does.
Closer to the
closer
corner.
To here.
Closer to the corner of Queen Street.
Queen and Beaconsfield, I think it is.
So you're really more at the corner of Queen and Beaconsfield than you were before you did that.
Yes. Yes. I am more rooted at the corner of Queen and Beaconsfield than I was 15, 20 seconds ago.
That sounds like a good place to be.
Well, if you feel rooted, I guess anywhere is a good place to be. Or anywhere is a good place to be as long as you feel rooted. Or you feel grounded.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty. And I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A, positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. Luke Mead here at the helm. And let's see what we went through there. We just heard something pretty interesting that came across my desk, actually. The Remix Project by Canadian sound artist Kathy Kennedy. And the liner notes go on to say, is a multi-layered ongoing project by sound artist Kathy Kennedy. It comes from a practice of group humming for sonic experimentation and meditation, for play and for physical well-being. In this version, an original soundtrack of a group of hummers was given to each composer to remix in any way they chose. This CD encompasses a wide variety of electronic approaches to a distinctly human sound. For more information about this project, go to www.kathykennedy.ca. That's Kathy with a K, Kennedy with a K, .ca. The track we heard there was Doc. And before that, some, you're never going to hear this anywhere else other than CITR. That's why we rule, Throbbing Gristle, the tour only CD, The Third Mind Movements, and I'm quite surprised at how much I actually like this, considering that I hated the reunion CD that they put out, The Endless Knot, about a couple of years ago. So yeah, it's nice to see that, my favorite band is still, I can still call them my favorite band at least. And the track you heard there was Perception is the Only Reality. We have the brand new Acid Mother's Temple here, Acid Mother's Temple and the Melting Parisio UFO. The name of the album is Lord of the Underground, Vishnu and the Magic Elixir. Here's a little taste of what you're going to get next week when we do our Asian Heritage Month show. And you just know you're going to be hearing a lot of Japanese psychedelia and a lot of Japanoise. This is the first track on the new one. It's called Eliking the Clay.
Electric Prunes for Vox, bringing you the exciting new sound of the Vox Wah-Wah pedal. Let the Electric Prunes demonstrate the difference. Play it prunes first without the Wah-Wah pedal. Now, listen to the difference when you push that Vox Wah-Wah pedal down. You can even make your guitar sound like a sitar. It's the now sound. It's what's happening. That's why the Electric Prunes, Animals, Herman's Hermits, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Stones, the Seeds are all using the Vox Wah-Wah pedal, and it works with any amplifier. If you're a professional musician or want to sound like one, get with the new Vox Wah-Wah pedal at your Vox dealer now.
As demonstrated on Rumbletone Radio A-Go-Go, third Wednesdays from 3 till 5 p.m. here on CITR.
Yes, indeed. The man will be here in 2.5 hours. Rumbletone Radio A-Go-Go. Every Wednesday, 3 to 5 on the almighty CITR. Stay tuned. 1 o'clock, we've got the Green Majority, Canada's only environmental radio show, hosted by CIUT. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Gubin. Like I said, Frank is on from 3 to 5. Best in Garage and Weirdo Psych. 5 o'clock, The Arts Report with Tracy. 6 o'clock, Audio Text with Julian Eric. 6:30. Wow, pretty cool news that was brought to my attention. Sam Squatch's Hideaway is now splitting. It's now biweekly with a very, very old friend of ours, Spike Chilton. Is back with the Canadian Way, also host of the Northern Wish that used to be right before this show many, many moons ago. But all Canadian content all the time for both of those hosts. But Mike Chilton, nice to have you back, man. 8 o'clock, we have Folk Oasis with Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Man City with Caroline. And 11 o'clock, Hans Klaus with Hans Klaus's Misery Hour. So keep it locked. You just heard the new Acid Mother's Temple there. We're going to move on into some kind of more world territory, I guess you could say. But it's not without its... this album just blows my mind. Archie Shepp, the famous jazz saxophonist, live at the Pan-African Festival, was recorded all the way back to 1969. And just some notes taken from a great blog called Incomplete Tales of Several Journeys. When Archie Shepp was performed this music live in Algiers in 1969, while backed by a fully equipped Algerian folk group, he must have relished the radical, bold, and culturally significant sentiment that this was going to be released on French jazz label Actuel. And I'd recommend anything on the Actuel label, by the way. That's me talking. As we know, Shep is probably up there with the most conscientious of all jazz artists concerning black civil rights, akin with John Coltrane, Max Roach, and the AACM. And given the North African country's tumultuous history with France less than a decade prior to this recording, this is a bold move for all parties involved. This is some phenomenal stuff. Archie Shep, live at the Pan-African Festival.
travel east for the North by Northeast Music and Film Festival and Conference in Toronto, June 17th to June 21st.
Rock, hip-hop, punk, country, blues, electronica, singer-songwriter, and more. North by Northeast showcases the best new music from 25 different countries across dozens of genres. It's your chance to catch breakout performances by tomorrow's stars.
5 days, 50 stages, 500 bands, plus 25 great music-related films. All this for just $50. Wristbands are on sale online, www.nxne.com for details. And great deals on festival passes that also get you into the industry conference with celebrity interviews and panels exploring the future of music.
So start thinking about your travel plans to attend North by Northeast in Toronto.
And that just about does it for yet another edition of A Noise here on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Archie Shepp live at the Pan-African Festival, Brotherhood at Ketchawa, released 1969, Actuel Records, with a whole bunch of Algerian musicians in the background blasting away on the shanais. They're gorgeous, if you ask me. We're going to finish the show like we do every week. Something off the infamous Nurse with the Wound list. This one is a classic, and I don't believe I've played it before. This is the band that started it all. This is Faust with Krautrock. This is Luke Meets On and Off. Saying if it doesn't annoy, it's not a noise. Bye for now.